As humans, we like to second guess, don't we? We like to second guess even the best advice, to question even the wisest counsel, to adjust even a promise that God gives. A doctor says, stay in bed for 3 days. We want to know, isn't there a pill you can give me so I don't have to? Naaman had this syndrome too. He was a leper, not much chance for a cure. The maid from Israel wanted him to be healed by the prophet of Israel. The king of Syria then wrote and sent Naaman to the king of Israel. Elisha heard about it and urged the king of Israel to send Naaman to him. Naaman came, and Elisha sent a message to him to wash in the Jordan 7 times. Naaman couldn't believe the answer. Not in that water. Not the Jordan River. Not without calling on God's name in my own hearing. Not without waving his hands in my presence. Not that water from that piddly creek. He just couldn't believe it. Eventually, his servants convinced him to do what the prophet asked. And he was made clean, according to the word of the man of God. That's our dilemma too, isn't it? We know what God promises. We prefer something else. He says, don't worry, I will take care of you. Even the hairs of your head are numbered. And we say, I need 2 guardian angels. One of them has to be as awesome as an NFL tackle in full gear. God says, my grace is sufficient. We say, but I need security, success, nothing less. God says, preach my word. We say, I expect to have something that's going to shake people up and turn them around right away. It's like saying what Naaman said. Not that water. Not that water. Not that water. Lord, that can't be it. And so we show our lack of faith. And when that happens, we need to listen again to what God said. For he has a plan. He has a power. He's given us the promise. Indeed, he has made his own son to take on our flesh, as he promised. And because Jesus was God and man, he was able to rescue us from our punishment and from our slavery to sin, as he promised. When we trust that Jesus has done this for us, the kingdom is ours, as promised. Faith in his word is what God seeks. He wants us to trust him. It's all about faith. Remember these words? It's not the water, indeed, that does such things, but the word of God, which is in and with the water. And faith, which trusts such word of God in the water. But with the word of God, it is a gracious water of life and is a washing of regeneration in the Holy Ghost. Oh, faithless one, it's not the water. It's the word of God and trust in that word. For God does what he promises. So when we find ourselves enraged and spouting, not that water, not that way, Lord, we repent of our stubbornness and our rebelliousness, listen to the word, trust it, are healed by it, and made whole again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.